Hello and welcome to the Because Family Podcast. I'm Michael.
And I'm Melinda.
And she's back with me today. We're going to talk about Lego Ninjago.
Yep.
Because we saw the movie and we thought, hey, we could do a review and put some podcast episode out there for Because Family. So we're going to review Lego Ninjago and talk about it. But first, I want to point you to becausefamily.org and familytechblog.com. That's where you can learn all about us, and you can read the blog posts that we do where we write about the latest tech news for parents, how it applies to you and your kids and teenagers, and the stuff you need to know to be on top of things so that you can keep them safe while they spend time on their devices. You can also support our show at becausefamily.org/partnership or go to patreon.com/becausefamily, and you can sign up to support our podcast right there, right then and there. It'd be great. So anyway, let's just dive right in. Let's talk about the whole experience going to see Lego Ninjago.
All right. Well, my brother was in town, and he likes to give the kids adventures while he's here usually, and this time he asked if he could treat us all to the movie Lego Ninjago. Because he knew that we were really wanting to see it, because we've seen all the other Lego movies and loved them. And so we did. We went and saw it. And we just happened to be going at 7:10 on a Tuesday night, because we homeschool and can. And the entire theater was empty except for us in that movie. So
it was really cool.
It was really cool. We had a private viewing of Lego Ninjago.
It was nice. It was very nice. And we sat right in the best seats where the sound was perfect and the view was perfect, and it was really fun. Our kids really enjoyed it. All the way, the 10-year-old all the way down to the 3-year-old really had a good time watching it.
He especially liked his ticket.
He was very excited about his ticket. He held on tight to that ticket through the whole show. It was really funny. Really funny. But, let's just talk about, first of all, what we thought about it as just a movie. And then we can talk about content-wise, about parents and kids and that kind of thing.
All right.
So what do you think about it just as a movie? What were your thoughts?
I really enjoyed it, for especially it being a, it wasn't even a Tuesday night, it was a Monday night. Monday night, where I've been teaching dance all day and all that kind of stuff, and then just going to see a movie at 7:00. Like, it held my attention through the whole thing, so that's a big deal, because yeah. I was tired. But I knew going into it, because we've seen Lego Batman, we've seen the Lego movie, and we love those movies. And so I kind of had the expectation that it would be as good as those, and I wasn't disappointed. They have some great voice actors, and yeah. Some funny, just funny stuff. Like, they just have the perfect timing on some of those jokes, just, you know, right at that moment where you need them. And, you know, and it has the whole thing where it's the ups and the downs, and it's got the heartfelt moments. What I really appreciate about the Lego movies is that they have those moments almost like an adult movie would, but in a way that it's not completely above kids' heads. It's just like they don't have to kind of brush over or quickly rush through. Like, they really take the time to unpack some of the story, and so it felt complete. Like, the whole story, you don't feel like you're, like, there wasn't all these hand waves that you're like, wait, what?
And I think with Lego Ninjago, I don't know that it's definitely not as popular as, like, Lego Star Wars.
Right.
Or regular Lego, or maybe even Lego City, I don't know. But, you know, they've had a cartoon that's been on for a while and stuff, but, you know, I don't know that it's as popular. And so,
although at Legoland, they have the new...
Well, but it's, like, all been in preparation for this movie. Well, probably, that's the whole thing, true. Is they're trying to get people to go see the movie. And so I think that, obviously, well, no, let me start with this. It was really good in that you didn't have to, like, already have a Lego Ninjago...
Yeah.
You'd be a Lego Ninjago fan to enjoy the movie. There was a lot in the movie that was just fun. For instance, if you like to watch old Kung Fu movies and stuff, they've got a lot of shout outs to some of the stereotypes from the old Kung Fu movies, the basic things that you see in those. They've got shout outs to that. I mean, Jackie Chan is a major part of the movie, and he's just great and always been a major, you know, something that Kung Fu fans really liked. somebody that Kung Fu fans really like. And
it's good looking.
And it looks cool. It's really nice looking movie. The music's really good. Everything about it's really fun and funny. The plot, I guess, just the whole story, it's not anything to write home about. It's not the best plot I've ever seen. You know,
it's pretty like normal. It's
basic.
Like,
yeah, it's a very basic kids movie plot. Kids. Yeah. But it's definitely it didn't feel like it was using up something that's been overdone, you know. And I think at the heart, so far, all three Lego movies that they've made, the heart has been family. And, you know, the first one being the dad and son playing Legos together and allowing the family to be, the kid to be a part of what the dad was into, joining together in their hobby kind of thing. The second one, you know, Batman, the whole thing with Batman was he didn't want to have a family because he lost his family before and he was scared. And so family, this one is another thing that the estranged father and the son, you know, wanting a relationship with the estranged father. There's a lot of hilarious things that come out of that. But when it all comes down to it, the themes of all three of those movies have been family. Mm-hmm. And that's really cool to me that they steer towards sticking together, being there for each other, loving each other, forgiving each other. Forgiveness was a big one in this one.
Yeah, it was a big one.
And that was really neat to see and for my kids to see. And and it's all mixed in with silly jokes and fun action and cool building sets. I mean, I want to go buy all the Lego Ninjago sets, right? Which we'll talk about the marketing side of it in a few minutes. You know, but I think that as far as watching it, quality of the movie, I give it 5 stars out of 5. It was very good. I watch a lot of stuff on Netflix and things like that. And this is one of the better stories even. They tell, yes, it's a typical kids movie story, but they tell it as good or better than any other movie does.
Yeah.
And I don't go expecting some new approach to how they make kids movies. That's stupid. I don't go into it that way. I go into it knowing plot wise what to expect, the highs and lows, the whole, you know, save the cat whole thing. I expect that, and I got that, and that's fine. But I got a lot of funny stuff, a lot of unexpected humor and jokes and references, and that's what makes all the Lego movies. I mean, look, the Lego Batman movie shouted out to all the old Batman stuff and just made it all the little jokes in there about the old Batman movies and the embarrassed, you know, being embarrassed. That was a dark time in my life. Just talking about certain, you know, referencing back to old Batman movies. That kind of stuff was just really cool. And even in the original, the spaceman knowing how to build spaceships.
All the old Lego stuff.
So it's like they just do that really well, and it keeps you engaged, and it's really great. So as far as just the quality of the movie and if we liked it or not, I guess you could tell we did.
Double thumbs up.
And I gave it 2 thumbs up. And I'm not even... We've watched some episodes of Lego Ninjago just knowing the movie was coming out, honestly.
Yeah.
We started watching some and enjoyed the show, but didn't really get into it real deep. And none of our kids have been really too deep. We don't have any sets that I'm aware of.
No, we
haven't
don't.
Built with any. So it was... Our enjoying the movie was not based at all on us liking Lego Ninjago. It was based on us liking Legos.
Lego, yeah.
Me liking old Kung Fu kind of stuff and understanding those jokes and just liking to laugh and have a good time and watch our kids have a good time. You know, our daughter, our 7-year-old daughter, was just at the edge of her seat, you know, couldn't sit still. She loved it. All the action, she kept going, oh, you know, stuff like that. So it was cool.
And even our oldest, who going into new movies, he, the almost 10-year-old, he has always had trouble watching a new movie because he's nervous about what to expect. He doesn't know what's going to happen. And he usually wants us to watch it first to let him know. But he went into it and he was like, okay, we're going to watch it. But he said that he was fine and he really enjoyed it and he was glad that he watched it. And so Mr. Cautious movie guy even really, really enjoyed it.
He really liked it, and I think it's good, and I recommend going to see it. I just say you'll enjoy it. I think you'll enjoy it. Now, as far as content goes and just, you know, how we feel about age appropriateness and stuff, I mean, we took our 3-year-old without ever seeing it before, so and he's kind of strong-minded, So he's not like our oldest who would be, you know, get scared of that sort of stuff easy. He may act scared, but it's just to get attention and get snuggles.
Yeah.
So we weren't worried about that.
But I'm trying to even think. There's nothing that's standing out in my mind of like, you know, something even being remotely questionable. Like, it was all fairly...
Yeah, there's some like, oh, somebody died, but then they actually didn't. But, you know, somebody we lose, they lose somebody who's close to them. And then that whole, like, sadness there. And I kind of peeked over at my kids in that part and was like, is everybody okay? And I think, and they were fine. And then later on, it becomes all right. And, you know, the evil guy is pretty bad. He's pretty mean. But it, they make it so funny.
So it's not,
and
he's
it's
not
just,
so
and that's where
scary.
That's where the timing of the jokes is so good in the kids' movies. Because it makes the kids, it interrupts the kids maybe getting towards this, like, anxiousness. They get, that anxiousness gets interrupted with something silly
and
or something funny and they laugh.
It out. Like, yeah. There are some kids' movies where you're like, are they, they're still in, like,
yeah.
Heart-wrenching mode? Like, can we move on? Like, it
yeah,
makes
Pixar.
Me start
There's
nervousing.
Looking at you, Pixar.
I'm like, oh, okay. But it never gets to that point.
Right. And, yeah, so we're, so, you know, that's, as far as that goes, just the anxiousness, even scary stuff. You know, there's skeletons in it, there's monsters, there's things like that, but it's all Lego. It's stuff
yeah.
that they've seen and built with and played with and seen in little Lego mini shorts before. So they're not, you know... They don't look scary, even if they're monsters or scary stuff. It doesn't look scary. And then the action, the fighting, is as fan. You know, they call it fantasy violence in the ratings. It doesn't get any more fantasy violence than Lego. I mean, there's even
yeah.
a part where one of the characters loses an arm, and they just poke fun at the whole idea of how kind of tough it can be to put a Lego guy's arm back in, and it's just funny. It's just. It's almost Lego just kind of being self-deprecating about their products, knowing that we'll turn it into a joke anyway and laugh at it and buy their stuff no matter what. But they kind of take some of these action or kung fu movie stereotypes, like I said, and turn them on their head because it's Lego and they can. You know, they can blow people to pieces, and they're literally pieces of Lego. And it's fine. It's fine and it's funny and it's not like... scary or gross or whatever. So it's even, you know, and even saying they blow people to pieces. It's not people. It's little Lego toys, and they and kids know you just put them back together. You know, it's not a big deal. And so I think that as far as action and stuff goes, it's very kid friendly action, and it's meant to be. You know, even the humor. There wasn't any like innuendo humor at all, was there?
I don't think
that I can remember.
And I'm usually pretty, like,
I'm aware of that.
Up
I can have a dirty mind
I
sometimes. I notice
like,
it. Yeah.
And I don't remember, it doesn't stick out in my mind, any point in the movie where I was like, oh,
yeah.
The kids heard that or saw that. Like, I never even heard or saw anything.
You know, and
like
even
that.
In, like, Lego Batman with Robin and his pants coming off and all that stuff, that was kind of a little bit, definitely not as bad as some other shows or movies go, but, you know, I was like, oh, that's a little on the... risque side. Not, I mean, it's Lego, but still.
You're like, ooh,
and,
you know, you have
yeah,
that kind of,
oh my.
Oh my. But there wasn't
really. But there was nothing like that, really. Even to the point where, you know, they take one of the characters ends up with his skirt or robe thing getting pulled off, and it's just a joke about tidy whities. That's all that
yeah.
happens. And it's funny.
You don't really even
it's
see.
Not, it's, yeah, and it's not like.
And it's Lego.
It's Lego. And it's not even like, in the context of, you know, sexuality or sexual or
no.
anything. It's just funny. So yeah, I think it's content wise, violence, action, innuendo, that kind of stuff. It's very kid friendly, whatever age. Basically, if they're old enough to sit through an hour and a half movie, I think they're old enough to watch this movie.
Yeah.
The only thing
I've seen way, way worse with the innuendo
yeah.
and
yeah.
the jokes. In some of the other dumb movies, like
right.
Angry Birds and
oh,
Emoji
yeah.
Movie, like ones
Emoji
like that,
Movie and
Captain Underpants that people are watching now, like
right.
there's more dumb like body humor and
right.
innuendo in those movies, and there's not even like the quality of like
right.
the
story
craft
or anything.
Of
yeah.
the story and the visual effects and stuff. So if you're gonna see anything in the theaters.
This is the
this
one.
This is the one.
Now, the only thing that I would say is over the top is commercialism.
you're going to want to buy it.
Because it's Lego. I mean, it is a Lego movie.
Like, every part of the movie, you're like, oh, that would make a really cool set. I hope they make
that a Lego set. I want to build that. Yeah. And not even just the kids. The parents do that. And so, you know, I think, obviously, there's a ton of the market. It's a commercial. I mean, it's a big commercial for Legos. But it's a very entertaining one, and I feel like Legos are some of the most productive and beneficial toys you can buy your kids anyway, so why not, you know?
They build the thing once, and then they build...
whatever they want.
Whatever they want after that.
And we know so Lego's okay with them doing that, because they made it very clear in the first Lego movie that that's what it's meant for.
Master so, builders.
Build your thing. And then tear it apart and build anything else you want out of it. Use your imagination. And I think that's beneficial to our kids. So I don't mind wanting to buy Lego sets.
Yeah.
And our kids know. I mean, we tell them, it's up to us. So we tell them all the time whether or not, you know, it's a good thing to say, I want that, I want that, I want that. You know, we'll say, yeah, we do. It'd be nice. But maybe we could save up and get one of those sometime or whatever. And teach them the right way to long for something and not be envious or be, you know, or but be content with what you have. But not be, but still desire something new. You know, and even to the point of telling them, man, wonder what you could build with your Legos that would be kind of like that, you know, in the meantime.
We have a friend who, that's what he does. Yeah. His kid, like, has built Joker sets and all kinds of different things because he saw the picture and
he'll try to do his version of it. Yeah, and that's awesome. It's really good. It's very good. Very awesome. So, I'm going to say go see Lego. Go see the Lego movie. And, the Lego Ninjago movie, you know, some people may be weirded out by the earth, wind, fire, the elements thing, but that's just ridiculous to me.
It's
so not,
like, pushed over the top. It's just an,
it's their powers. Story element. It's no more than like, Thor having power over lightning and Marvel stuff or whatever. It's just what it is. It's just their cool inner power, you know? And, I think that it's a good one for you to go see and to take your kids to see and that you'll all enjoy it. And that's the fun thing. The best thing about it is that you can all enjoy it together. You don't need to send your kids without you because it'd be boring. I think you would have a good time watching it just as much as your kids would.
And even if you don't have kids, just go watch it.
Yeah, exactly. And nobody will judge you. Nobody will judge you for that, I don't think, you know.
Way better than going to see a scary clown. There's no reason to see that.
I may see that when it comes on Netflix, but we'll wait.
Not anywhere near me or the children.
No. We'll wait. It'll be a, you know, out of town by myself movie or something. So
that's even worse because then you're by yourself.
Oh, and scared. Yeah, I would be scared. Crazy. That is funny.
You're crazy.
I know. I am a little bit. But anyway, thank you guys for listening and hanging with us for a few minutes here while we talk about this. And I know this podcast is becoming just kind of like a catch-all for just topics as we think of it to do. So hopefully it's something you're enjoying listening to. Email us and let us know at kmichaelprince@gmail.com. Because family is kind of can encompass anything, you know, it's all encompassing. So, you know,
let us know what you want us to talk about.
If you have any questions, we'd love to answer your questions. So you can email us becausefamily@gmail.com. Is that the email address I gave earlier?
Becausefamily@gmail.com.
Or did I say kmichaelprince? I mean, either one is going to reach me. They all go to my phone. becausefamily@gmail.com, becausefamily@gmail.com, and becausefamily.org, familytechblog.com, and patreon.com/becausefamily. Thank you, honey, for taking some time here.
You're welcome. I think the children are amok now.
I hear kids, and they're too noisy.
They are definitely not doing school or napping anymore.
No, so it's time to be done with this. So thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time on the Because Family Podcast.